Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed, as always, a pleasure to have you back with us, and we will continue our staycation series shortly. I know you've got some very interesting suggestions for us this week, but first, let's open the travel clinic and answer a question. We got an email in from Susan Cusack, Ed at traveltalk.ie, and she says, since I saw the film Letters to Juliet, and that is that romantic comedy, I think Amanda Seyfried is in it, but anyway, she says, I have wanted to travel to Verona in Italy, one of my favourite countries. She saw that she did an article on it. So hopefully when things open up, I will get there. A few questions. I see Ryanair fly there. I assume that's a good way to go. You mentioned a hotel. Would you recommend it? And finally, how do you go on about getting tickets for the opera or an amphitheatre show? Obviously, Ed, nobody's going to Verona at the moment. So this is for when we do eventually open up.
Yes, Susan, and hello to you and hello to the listeners, Carol. And yes, indeed, we covered Verona recently with the Valentine's weekend. It was a place I was suggesting for romance, and it is an amazing city. Wonderful for the opera in Verona. The festival is still going ahead this year, Susan. It goes from June to September, and it'll be socially distanced, obviously, and different. Now, just quickly to give you the website, it's Arena, A-R-E-N-A, arena.it. And if you log on there, they have the whole lot in English as well. And tickets are on sale actually at the moment. Now, Carol, for anybody who would have been going to the opera in normal times, you know, there would be all these different type seats. People bring their own cushions because, of course, this is the famous amphitheatre going back to Roman times. So you can bring cushions and you can sit there, and then you can upgrade to like very fancy seating up front with champagne included and stuff like that. But it is really amazing and it's a spectacle. And they have this year some amazing new, like Maestro Riccardo Muti is going to conduct Giuseppe Verdi's Aida. He's going to do two extraordinary evenings on the 19th and the 21st of June this year. Carol, this is I'm just giving the information here. I'm not saying you know, people are going to be able to travel, but really you're looking at, Susan, maybe into late August, September, Carol, when people do seem to think travel might open here. So we don't know the answer to that, and I'm not going to start a discussion about it because we just don't know, Carol, what's happening in this country at the moment with anything, including vaccines, as you know, because it's just a bit of a train crash. But having said that, if we do get to go and travel, it would be a wonderful one to do. Again, as I said, it goes into August, September, Carl, and it's outdoor. So, you know, there couldn't be anywhere better. I mean, in terms of what situation we're in at the moment, if you were going to go somewhere. And as I said, it is arena.it. The Italian Tourist Board website is italia.it, and that's for all things Italian. And they have a brilliant website there with everything for Verona and all sorts of stuff. Now, the place I stayed in, Carol, was called the Art and Breakfast, and it was a beautiful old style bed and breakfast. And again, with gorgeous period Italian furniture and really, really lovely and very reasonable. I remember having a pizza and a bottle of Chianti around the corner from the arena for like, I think it was like 10 euros per person or something. So it was very, very reasonable. So I hope that helps, Susan. That's the story for the moment. We don't know when we're going to be able to travel to Italy again, but if you do get to go, you have until September.
And of course, I'm going to assume, Ed, that they'll do it all again next year anyway. So
they will.
It'll be something to look forward to, yeah.
Yeah, they will. And I think they've also planned, Carol, to do virtual events as well this year. So in fact, if unfortunately, Susan, you don't get to travel to beautiful Italia, then you can watch it online.
Fabulous.
So there you go.
All right. All right. Well, Italy might well be off the table for this year, but there is nothing, well, hopefully nothing to stop us having a really nice time at home. And to this end, I know the Irish Independent had put together a list of the 50 top places to visit in Ireland. I think it was in the supplement last weekend. So for anybody who missed that, I know you're going to highlight two or three of them just to give us an idea.
Yes.
I didn't actually read the supplement, right? So I'm going to approach this now as anybody listening. So what would be your choice from that list?
Yeah, and I must say, hats off to Polo Canila there, the editor of the travel supplement. He's done a great job with his team there. They've done 50 kind of fab top stays. Now, I mean, they were debating, he was telling me, Carol, whether they were going to actually do it or not. But they decided definitely to go ahead with it because, as we know, it's been a bit of a horror story this year for hospitality and staycations here. We all know that. From secret cottages to hobbit houses, Carol, if you wanted to do something really, really different. They really have put together some lovely stuff here. I'll just pick a few that I really liked, right? Going up to Donegal there. The Loch Esk Hotel, Carol, have a lake lodge. And there's something really charming about a gatekeeper's cottage. There's just something unique about them. They have a newly launched lodge on the grounds of Loch Esk Castle there. So it's completely new. It's a traditional stone cottage. Dates back, Carol, to 1861. It has lots of modern touches, like, you know, huge floor to ceiling windows overlooking the lake. It's right on the lake there, which is absolutely gorgeous. Now, you have the Bluestack Mountains in the distance. So you can sit yourself in the window, Carol, with a glass of wine, and you'll find yourself mesmerized for hours inside this gorgeous lodge. It sleeps four, by the way. And it's kind of the perfect blend of heritage and kind of contemporary style. And, you know, they have fleur-de-lis tiles, beautiful Scandinavian style furniture, and all that lovely tweedy stuff that, you know, you associate with Donegal and sort of McGee's of Donegal and up there. So beautiful freestanding copper bath, Carol, is an absolute dream boat of a thing to do.
Sounds a bit spendy to me, Ed.
Oh, there you go. That's that word that I love to hear, Carol. You know what? It is spendy. Yeah, well, it sleeps four, right? And it's from 600 a night. So it is a tad spendy. But you've kayaks right at the edge there as well at the lodge. So you can head out on the lake for a paddle as well. So it is something kind of special. So you'd be looking at 200 quid per person if you were to do it for four of you. So, and if you didn't want to do the lodge, of course, Carol, you could always just stay at the Loch Esk Castle Hotel, which is Donegal's only five-star castle.
Which is probably even more spendy.
maybe not. No, I'd say the rooms probably, they're probably a little bit less, Carol, definitely. But the lodge would be something lovely. Like if you had a special occasion or, you know, you had a special treat, four people can go there, you know. And, you know, Carol, if you were all vaccinated, you'd be grand, wouldn't you? The four of you up there in the lodge would be great.
Absolutely. In fairness, Ed, it actually does sound absolutely delightful.
It is.
Perhaps if you're one of the lucky ones who has a little bit of extra money in your bank balance as a result of the last year, that might be something that you might consider indulging in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Loch Esk Castle Hotel.com, right? Or you said you'll get it if you're a subscriber there on The Independent. You'll be able to look at it online if you didn't get the supplement, independent.ie under the travel section. Now, some other stuff as well, Carl, that I thought was really, really cool, right? There's Frank the Shipping Container, right? Now, I'm just staying in Donegal for the moment. I thought this was quite funny. It was just launched a few months after COVID hit. Now, Frank is a quirky little shipping container perched right over the surface of a coastal lake, Carol, right? Now, when we mean perched, it's right above the water. So the actual whole structure can gently bounce, which is hilarious, right? Now, it's very, very interesting because the interior is, again, very thoughtfully fitted out. Beautiful windows, full kitchen. You can cook up a feast. The overwater decking there as well. I'm just looking at it here. You're completely surrounded really by water. And you have a hammock as well, Carol. Now you can sit in the hammock with a glass of wine and watch the sunset. And of course, you know, they have gorgeous sunsets up there in Donegal and it stays bright until about 10 or half 10 at night as well. It's completely recycled building. And as I said, in its former life, it was a container. It used to carry excavator parts, Carol, from China to Oma, right? Can you imagine? So like it's been busy. And it's very near Dewey Beach as well, Dowey. Lovely for a coastal stroll before a sundowner. Two nights from 286, Carol, right? And it's under the thatch.co.uk is the actual website there. And it's Tuishgart in County Donegal. So that's quite an interesting one. Frank the Container. So, you know, different for sure. And the team this week, totally getting away from it all, Carol. And, you know, it's really, really getting back to nature. So they were just a few that I thought would be nice. I'll have a look at more traditional ones next week for families and stuff like that. And I'll do a few other ones around Cavan and a few other parts of Ireland as well. And a few self-catering stunners to get us going. Still available, apparently, Carol. So, you know, not all bad news.
Brilliant. All right. We'll certainly look forward to that, Ed. So, yeah, good job. And good job on The Independent for putting those together as well. So if you haven't yet planned your holiday for the summer, well, then make sure you join us next week because we will have more ideas and suggestions for you. Edfin, as always, thank you for joining us, Ed. If you have any questions of a travel nature, please do get them in. We will always be happy to open the travel clinic to you any week, ed@traveltalk.ie. Have a good weekend, Ed, and we'll chat next week.
Absolutely. You too, Carol. All the best.
Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer. Sunshine.
106.8. Sunshine 106.8.